Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So for those people that are in the Eastern Time Zone, this is going to be what we call the Jean-Luc Radio Show After Hours, I think, because I think Jean-Luc's going to have a very interesting radio show with us. So for all those people that are listening in on the Pacific side, it's still a little bit early. You might want to put the kids to bed, but I don't know what we're going to talk about, except I got a little bit of a hint, and I think it's going to be a very interesting radio show. But to start off with this, Jean-Luc originally started off in France. He came here to the United States, and several years ago, maybe, I don't know, it's been a while, we started doing this radio show. I think we're probably up to 381, if I were to be a guessing person.
Exactly, but we are, exactly.
Hey, exactly. And I'm good at this. 381 radio shows later, which is about once a week. Sometimes we skip a couple every once in a while. There might be like some family members that are in town, or maybe a holiday that might be in the way, or stuff like that. But
maybe
I'll share
a concert.
With you. Maybe a concert. Oh, that's right, the concert in Stetson University. Yeah, maybe something like that. But no matter where it is, it's always a great day when we have Jean-Luc's. We call him the one man. Band fan or something like that. Her name is Diane. I think Diane is here somewhere in the background. Maybe she's somewhere in the background. Oh, gosh. She might not be in the background, but anyway, you'll hear her as she comes in. So we are here on a Friday
Diane
night.
Diane, she's tired tonight.
Oh. So we have a siesta at the band for Diane.
Yeah, exactly.
But we are here to talk about whatever we're going to talk about, and it's always a good day. We are here just before Easter for those people that might be unfamiliar with that sort of stuff. We're going to do our Easter egg collaring for those people that are here. We'll do that next week in the Mingles house and trying to do some experimental things. But we are here to discuss whatever we want to discuss. But the key point is many years ago, just as COVID was starting, I had a phone call from Jean-Luc, who told me he couldn't do the radio show anymore because he was going to be in the hospital awaiting a heart transplant. And I say that slowly just so you can hear my words. Heart! You know, like the thing like the Grinch has. It's three times too small. And then he had a heart transplant. And we started this radio show again within a record period of time after that, which was really kind of cool. So we are here today with Jean-Luc, and we're going to talk about whatever we're going to talk about. It'll be an interesting radio show because there's going to be some enlightening news for me. I don't know what he's going to say, and I know I'm probably going to I'm going to have some questions for sure. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate this radio show we have together every Friday at this time. We don't have last Friday because, like you say, you have family. I was a little sick with everything they put on the air and all of this. Maybe you noticed that on my voice, and maybe I will be cough a little bit. I'm still coughing a little bit. But this, everything they put on the air affect us, and I think I will make a radio show about what Macadam prepare about the large language model, and maybe next radio show we talk about this. But tonight, I want to speak with something. You already have this in your country. You have Michelle, Michael, Obama. And what is interesting is Michelle.
Yeah, we call him Big Mike. Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike. The Big Mike. Yeah. But what is interesting is Michelle, in French, Michelle for man, is with one L, and Michelle for woman pronounce the same thing. This is LLE. You have two L and a E at the end. And you have the Big Mac here. Yeah, but it's a McDonald's Big Mac. But no, we don't talk about the same one. We talk about the Obama Big Mac. And we discovered not long time ago, we have the Big Mac, apparently. Apparently, we have a Big Mac in France. It's not that big. But, yeah, it's...
Well, I mean, I'm sure you do have a Big Mic in France. It's just that if there's a Big Mic in France associated with the whatever they call them, the Prime Minister in France or the President.
No, the Prime Minister is in England. In France, is the President, and well, the President is Emmanuel Macron, and his wife is Brigitte Macron, and I discovered just recently, and many French people, apparently all the world, discovered that we don't have all the proof yet, but many things go in this direction, that Brigitte Macron was Jean-Michel.
Wow. To say it in English, as they might say, he was a dude. She was a dude.
Yeah, she. It's very strange because I need to give a credit to one of the guys I follow in France, and this guy do a lot of information and pretty true information, and he was credited Candace Owen. You know Candace Owen?
Yeah, Candace Owens, yes.
Yeah. You know, is a Diane family.
No, I didn't. I think you might have told me that a long time ago. How so?
Yeah, you didn't remember. You need to remember what I explained to you.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Owens. Owens.
Candace Owens was just fired. Okay.
And Jesse Owens, Olympic winner, right. The only guy who won 7 gold medals during World War II, and even after, I don't think another guy by himself won 7 gold medals. Jesse Owens was the grand uncle of Diane, and also in Candace, and Candace and Diane is the same family. I think Candace are her cousin. And Candace Owens, who have more than 3 million followers, make recently one of her broadcasts and say, hey, guys, wake up. I think Brigitte Macron is Jean-Michel Macron, because now they are married, is Macron. But his real name was Jean-Michel Tronner. Okay?
Wow.
And Tonya, yeah. And the one who I have this, I was listening a guy named in French, Idriss Aberkan. This guy is very, very high level of IQ, very educated, do the higher school, political school and higher school in France, and quit France because he lives in Switzerland, I think now. And he makes some information, and he was credited, Candace Owens, to open her broadcast last week about Brigitte Macron. Is not Brigitte, is Jean-Michel. And, like I say, we cannot completely confirm, but apparently is Brigitte Jean-Michel, because everything go in this direction. And you see, when you try to hide something or to make up something, you push people to dig more and to look more and to say, okay, let's find more. Because this Jean-Michel, I will call this Jean-Michel Macron because now they are together, but Jean-Michel See, Jean-Michel, he was born as a man. Jean-Michel is a man. And he have a sister named Brigitte. And Brigitte die at which age I don't have this information. And Jean-Michel takes the name of her sister after she was a teacher at school. And when she was 32, she became a trans. She was continued to teach at school. And when she was 40, she met Macron. And Macron at this time was 15 years old. And they started dating together, meaning you have a big difference between her and him. Everything go in that direction that she have changed, because many people say, many people here, Candice first, and some people in France, because I was looking from video and information directly from France, and some people say, hey, show us a picture when you were a kid, when you say you raised kids, show us a picture when you were pregnant. Some even, I see Candice say that, it's pretty simple. Do a blood test and show the chromosome. Okay? If you say it's not true, okay. Do a blood test, show the chromosome and say, hey, look, I have a man chromosome and not a X1, I have a Y1 and go. You know, the guy named... The story is not that you need to pay very attention to follow, okay? Brigitte Macron, born as Jean-Michel as a man, have a sister, Brigitte. The sister dies. Jean-Michel takes the name and the personality of the sister. And now some other people say, where is your brother, Jean-Michel? Because he disappeared. And some say, oh, but he died in Algeria. I say, yeah, it's too easy like this. Okay? And all of this is have a lot of consequences because if Macron marry her or him, first he have a big lie at the government level, because normally you need to disclose and when you marry, if you marry a woman at the government level, the people vote for a couple, okay? This is the first thing. The second thing, if they marry together in 2007, I think, the law for gay marriage was not passed, meaning this is illegal. First, you have a big lie at the government level. Second, the marriage cannot be good. And third, you can even go to the election of being Trump, and they lie to the French people. Now, I don't know if you have see some pictures with Macron and Trudeau.
Hello, so say that they look similar.
They look similar, yeah. But not too much. No, but have you seen some pictures when they met? Macron holding the neck of a Trudeau and kissing him and all of this.
Oh.
I don't think it's a good attitude for a president to represent the country.
Have you seen Trump kissing
somebody?
Trump is a germaphobe. Trump is a germaphobe at this stage. But the reality is that Macron and Trudeau, for me, maybe because they're, I don't know, but they just, they look very effeminate. And,
yes.
Like, you know, they're wimpy, faggots, you know, like, they're soft,
yes.
You know? They wouldn't know what to do with a sailboat, Jean-Luc, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, like, their hands might have a callus by pulling a rope or something like that. I don't think those guys do that sort of stuff. So the idea of, it's all weird. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But I'm trying to figure this out because this is the first. I really have never cared about what was going on in France as far as the presidency or any of that sort of stuff. But the idea that he was 15 when he met a 40-year-old teacher, and
yeah.
They had a relationship
his teacher. Exactly.
I guess that's every 15-year. I mean, if your teacher's hot, then I get it. I guess.
I don't know which way was hot. It was on the front or on the back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If she was a girl, she's a girl. But you know, how do you get? You'd figure at 15, you'd be able to figure out, you know, whether it's a dude or a girl, pretty quick. I would think.
Oh, yeah, because I figured that I was 12 years old, you know.
I mean, the first thing is...
15 to see if he's a girl or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but
I don't get it.
This was revealed by a publisher who published something named Fait and Document. It's Fact and Document in English. And this publisher published these newsletters, his politic newsletters about what happened to the politics, to people during the country, and many, many things. And he have an investigator named Natasha Ray, who investigated during 3 years about this and to interview people and to find some stuff. And in France, until to say, no, this is not correct, this is a proof, and done is finished, they attack her in justice. She lose her first suit, and she wins the second one, and the third one will happen in March 2025, in 1 year. See? And
well,
what does she find? She published all of this, Fait and Document. She published all of this, and I say, okay, maybe. What the publisher itself have to say about it? Because maybe the publisher say, no, it's not correct what she has published, and we have published this, and sorry. And I look at the publisher itself, and he published an article just recently, just this week. And in this his article, the publisher himself say all of this is true, is what Natasha have found. And for that, we continue to publish, and we will continue to publish. After I was listening a video with a French profiler. Okay.
With a French what? Well, I didn't understand. With a French what?
Profiler. Someone who can do your profile.
Oh, profiler. Okay.
Profiler. Is an English
my,
word.
My English.
Your English sucks. Yeah, I know.
I know. My English sucks.
A French profiler is a business and a jurist, someone who knows some law. And she said, as soon as I saw this couple, I know exactly what she was. She's a man. And after she explained many, many things, and she explained many things about her to things up. And the jurist explained also, if we can prove there are two men married before the law, the marriage is null. And even the election can be changed. Then, now I invite people to do their own research, and you can go on YouTube, you go on Candice Owens, and just Candice Owens and Brigitte Macron. And why is interesting to do that? Because we need to have a global view of what happened on this planet, not only on U.S. or France or Britain. No, no, what is global? Because a globalist do something, puts spion everywhere. Justin Trudeau in Canada, Biden here. Maybe soon they will push the one we are here. Newsom. And they push Macron in France. They push other in New Zealand, in Germany, in Brittany. And all they push, say, like a chest, they push some pion everywhere, and they push all of this, they push the same thing. If you look, we have the same problem almost everywhere, is depopulation. Okay? And the depopulation is to reduce the 8 million people we are to half a billion. And all of this is the same attack everywhere. Politics, inflation, not possibility, less freedom, not possibility to make money, attacking the food production, attacking the farmer, destroying all of this. This is global. Okay? And you have, if you have the picture I have, you know you have only 12 families who manage this planet, and all of them are working very hard behind and pushing many puzzle and pion everywhere to arrive to their evil goal. This is my point. For that, what happened in France is also important, what happened in Canada, what happened in U.S., because all of this is related.
Well,
do you have question, Peter? Because you say you maybe have question.
I'm kind of confused on this whole thing.
What is your confusion?
Yeah. Oh, I guess part of the confusion is how this is coming out now, and I'm sure there's been some underlying rumors about this stuff for a while. But how is this really hitting the fan now? And
because some people have tried to push this out, but you know, some people disappear, some people are killed, some people you pay also. Some people say we give you some money and shut it. And
yeah.
But at one point or another, you find someone who say no. And some people continue to push. And this article on the facts and documents, made by this journalist who had investigated for 3 years. Her name is Natasha Ray. Okay? And she has been persistent, and she finds some stuff, and she put, and she has been attacked by the French government. Yeah.
Well,
and now others like Idrissa Berkan, Candice Owen, make a big deal with that, and she's right because it's a big deal, and she make many video, and I invite everyone who listen to go to see to watch this video and to listen what she said, because for the moment on my own research, everything she says is true. Okay? Now, if tomorrow we have the proof of Bridget is Bridget and not Michael, I will say it. Not a big deal. But for the moment, we don't have this proof. Brigitte Macron and Emmanuel Macron didn't bring any proof. They even tried to take a picture. They have taken a picture of Brigitte's daughter when she was at her first communion and say, "This is me." And after it was proved, he was not Brigitte, he was her daughter. Why you try to hide something like this if everything is okay?
So this wife of the president has had children?
Before, she was I need to back a little bit. She was married before. She met Macron when she was 40, was 15. But before 40, she was married.
Oh.
And I think she was married as a wife because she became a trans at 32.
Oh.
And she had children with a guy at this time. With her first husband. And she, at 40, she quit her husband and her kids to go with Macron.
Wow, this is crazy story.
This
is a crazy story. Yeah. So what do you think is going to be the impact on? What do you think is going to be the impact on the French people relative to Macron being elected again?
I know Macron cannot be elected again because he's a second term.
Oh, his second term. Okay.
This is done. What you know? What surprised me is the last election, I think, was 2 years ago. Marine Le Pen, who is really Marine Le Pen, and she's mother, and she has kids, and she's married, she has kids, was running to be president. And when they elected Macron, I said, these French people didn't understand what they are doing, and maybe they not have enough shit on their plate. Maybe they need more, and now they have more and more, because if you look at what happened in France with the farmer, all of this, and the farmer put the shit already out of the of the tank, you know, and because I will vote for Marine Le Pen, because first, we never have her. Second, she's married, she has kids, she's a mother, you know, and what she push is not a, like I say many times on this radio show, I never agree 100% with someone, and it's very difficult to agree 100% with someone. Even with Diane, when we talk together, sometimes we agree and sometimes we disagree. But we didn't fight, okay? And Peter, you and me, many times we agree and sometimes we disagree. Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay. It's a communication. But Marine Le Pen, if I was in France at this time and possibility to vote, I will vote for her. Because I remember her father say, he was, 30 years ago, and he said, Europe is not good for France. To be part of the Europe and Euro and all of this. And he was right, completely right. Because if you look now, France and many other countries are governed by non-elected technocrats who decide of this law and this law, this one and this one. And why Switzerland is not part of the Europe, because in Switzerland, I think, is the most democratic country. Switzerland, when they want to pass a law or to do something on a country, they ask the population, they say, guys, we have this law, What do you think? Yes, no, and they pass it or not? The population decides. Here in this country, no, because the election has been tricked. In France, no, another country, no, because now everything is governed by technocrats in Brussels.
Well, where do you think this story goes? Like, this story?
I don't think it will go too far because, even if everything is confirmed, and I think it will be, Macron have what, this year, next year, and then. He's done as a president anyway. Now we need to be careful what will be the next one.
Right.
Because he pushed by the same globalist. Okay? And, I prefer to stay polite, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you look at some, when Macron was inaugurated, the agricultural fair. My God, he received a lot of bird name, you know? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's gonna be a wild couple of months leading up to the US election, with Donald Trump and whatever they're doing to Trump. And then it's gonna be interesting to see what else happens in Europe, especially with and I don't know if you know this, Jean-Luc. But in England, the king is undergoing a treatment for pancreatic cancer. And now the Kate Middleton gal, I guess she's a princess, is undergoing cancer treatment for some kind of stomach cancer, I guess. They haven't disclosed it. But the reason why I bring this up is there have been a huge surge of cancers of all types in all different ages of many different places, and this was almost predictable relative to the COVID and the vaccine. So when we have all this social unrest, we have all this physical unrest coming up over the next 2 years. There's going to be a lot of change and turmoil, so it's going to be really crazy. That's all I have to say.
Peter, have you seen what happened in Texas?
Oh, with the immigrants and the rushing of the border?
Texas, they win on a superior court to pass their law SB4 in effect to arrest illegal immigrants. And the DOJ was suing the Texas state, but the Superior Court denied the DOJ request and to suspend the law, and now they have the possibility to arrest illegal immigrants. And they will go, I think, rapidly.
Yeah, I don't know. This is all crazy stuff.
Yeah, but at one point you need to take, and the Attorney General Ken Paxton, he says a huge win would defy the Biden administration.
Right.
Yeah, it's a huge win because Texas, because I was listening to someone recently. He said this country is not really a country. See? My spiritual mentor said France is not a country. The only thing I disagree with him is on this thing. I said, no, France is a country because France, you go east, west, east, north, south, is exactly the same thing, the same rule, exactly the same thing. This country is not a country, it's a union. Okay, it's a union of different countries who unified all together and each one have his own rule, good or bad. Okay,
right.
We are in a bad area here with the rule they have in California. But Texas win just recently, I think it's one day or 2 days ago. Okay. And this is good. Macadam said we need to have Ken Paxton as a DOJ in, when Trump will be elected.
Yeah, who knows? Well, guess what? We are over our time. So I'm going to say, thanks for being here.
In your set, Peter.
Yeah, it goes
fast.
Have you seen what
happened in Haiti?
What happened in Haiti? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy.
Haiti is collapsing. It's under the gang control. Many of them take boats and are flowing in your state.
Yeah. They're going to be, you know, we're just, for those people that are wondering, like, Florida is a long peninsula, and Haiti would obviously be a whole bunch of people that would be way far south of us. So
yeah,
it would take, so we're up on the northeast side. They'd have to go over they'd have to travel for quite a while to get to where we are. But the reality is if you're in the Florida Keys or down in southern Florida, either on the east or west coast, I mean, I would expect there are people fleeing. And I hate to say, Jean-Luc, I know I would, if I was in Haiti, I probably would have left or tried to leave a long time ago. It's a horrible place, horrible. Beautiful as far as the weather and the sea and everything else like that, but horrible as far as the government and the government control.
Now with what happened is under the gang control. They even, some people report cannibalism. Did I say that correctly?
Yep, cannibalism, yep.
Cannibalism, yeah. And I hope you didn't find this in your state, Peter.
No.
But
well,
the scientists need to do something, because if these people arrive in a state sending asylum, all of this, it will be difficult.
Yep. Well, there's stuff going on all over the place with, like, I was reading a little bit before the radio show, Russia had an issue with firings, if you will, as far as gunfire in a concert, and they just hit Ukraine with something yesterday. There's a million people without power, and you think about what's going on with Israel and Gaza and all that sort of stuff, and I wake up every day, and I just don't take for granted electricity. I don't take for granted being able to drink clean water. I don't take for granted having food and the ability to actually, you know, have freedoms, because it's all relative. And the way the world is going, Jean-Luc, at any point, any of these things could be taken away. The world's going friggin' crazy.
For that, I say it's global and everything happens. You know the effect of... the papillon, butterfly effect?
Yes. Yeah, the idea that, you know, a butterfly could flap
Africa,
its wings.
Huh?
Yep. A butterfly could flap its wings in Africa, and it could, you know, create a cataclysmic or whatever series of events somewhere
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's true.
Yeah,
not to think that we live in an integrated world. Okay, well, guess what, Jean-Luc? We are done with our radio show. Hopefully we're going to be able to see you guys next week on Building Fortunes Radio. For those people listening in, my name is Peter Mingles. Jean-Luc, do you want to wrap it up? I'll let you wrap it up, Jean-Luc, this time.
Hey, he's really simple. If people listen to us and want to have more information, listen in English, Candice Owens on YouTube. She has many videos. She has also a website. You can find, I find her also on Brighton. No, not Brighton, something else. Okay, but Candice Owens, and if you want to know more about this story, you can find it there.
Excellent. Okay, good. And I know Candice Owens just, we're going to say, left or was fired by or mutually left Daily Wire, where she was having kind of disputes with Ben Shapiro, and she just left today, Jean-Luc, so I don't know if that's new news for you or not, but she might have some free time, so you might have Diane give her a holler. Anyway, so we'll speak to you next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Bonsoir, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.